paradise, bachelor's paradise, bachelor's paradise. Come on. Bachelor's paradise, bachelor's paradise, come on!
Bachelor's Paradise, starring Eric Pierce as Robert Turner and Matthew Leddy as Cornelius Crane, created by Ivan Aysen.
Time, 1950s. Place, rural New England. Setting, a one-room cabin. Think Henry David Thoreau.
Episode 4, Cornelius or Cornelia. The cabin is empty. We hear huffing and puffing. The door swings open. Enter Robert Turner and Cornelia Crane, Cornelius's sister.
It's not as bad as I pictured.
You get used to it, but I still prefer to live in the dormitories.
That was really nice of you to take the heat for my brother's indiscretions.
Well, Cornelia, when men live together, they begin to form a special bond, like in the army.
I don't think my brother would take a grenade for you, Robert.
Luckily, I think after Korea, America won't be in a large-scale protracted land war for a very long time. Probably not until next century. But who knows? By then, we'll probably be fighting wars with robots in an apocalyptic wasteland that was once the home of a great civilization.
Maybe by then we'll finally have a female Supreme Court justice.
I wouldn't be surprised if we have a female president.
Robert, let's be serious. A female president?
Okay, maybe there will have to be a female vice president first, and then a female president. But it will happen. I mean, if there are more women than men, and all women just voted for a female candidate based on gender, how could she lose?
Robert, I don't mean to be so forward, but you really get my gears turning when you speak about politics.
I do?
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever had an effect on a woman like that before.
Really? How could you not? You're like half Jerry Lewis and half Marlon Brando. Quirky and masculine. That really is the perfect combination for getting a girl all hot and bothered.
Cornelia, you're my friend's sister.
My brother is as dense as they come. He'll never find out.
It's not about him finding out.
Cornelia lays a thick kiss on Robert.
Cornelia!
Robert, don't be such a panty waste. I'm fast.
How fast?
Really fast.
How fast is really fast?
Corvette. Baby.
That is fast.
Listen, Robert. We don't even need a prophylactic. I took 2 aspirin this afternoon, and well, when you in there and you feel that faucet being turned on, you just pull out.
Pull out?
Yes, just pull out and aim for my tummy.
Is that sanitary?
Try to hit the belly button. I have an innie, so it should be like filling up a bathtub.
That's so many.
I put things in there all the time. Now, pull your pants down.
Cornelia, I'm a virgin.
So am I, Robert. Well, that's only half true. You see, I've been riding horses since I was a very young girl, and I don't have a hymen. Religiously, I'm still a virgin. But I've been practicing.
Practicing?
Yes, Robert. Practicing just for this moment. And I'm ready to go.
Cornelia lays another kiss on Robert.
Get your hands off my sister, you sodomite. Cornelius, it's not what it looks like.
It's not? I just saw you swapping spit with my sister. And we all know where swapping spit leads to. Pulling out and finishing off on the stomach, usually aiming for the navel. Cornelius, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I received your message at the front desk that Robert was going to look after you. I thought he was going to look after you like a gentleman, like a country club Republican. But now I see he's just a backwooded Democrat. It's just too bad mother and father are alive, because if they weren't, they'd be spinning in their graves. Take a chill pill, Cornelius.
I'll take the pills I want to take, Cornelia.
Cornelius, I want to set the record straight. Your sister made a move on me. I didn't make a move on her.
Robert, your mouth was agape. If it was closed, I'd believe you. But it was agape.
It was a reaction. You know I'm not like that.
Robert, when we first met, you were as square as Kansas, but you've become as jagged as a Jap island. I wish you were expelled from school that night you brought Darlene back to our room.
You brought Darlene back to our room.
I'm sorry my unpretentious 2.0 GPA made me so expendable to Dean Andrews. I told you my brother was dense, thicker than a $5 milkshake.
Cornelia, that's not very nice.
No, it's true, Robert. Our parents were so disappointed by him. Why do you think we're only 11 months apart? They wanted a replacement as soon as possible.
You two are under a year apart?
Yes, that's right. We're Irish twins.
Damn it, Cornelia. You know I hate the I word. We're not Irish, Robert. It's just an expression. You know how those Cathys can't keep it in their pants.
You take it out of your pants all the time.
It's different for men. We need it.
And what about the girl?
What about her?
She's someone's sister.
I'm not really seeing your point here.
I told you, Robert. Thicker than a $5 milkshake.
I just don't want you to get pregnant.
I won't get pregnant, Cornelius. Robert was going to pull out and go all over my tummy.
It doesn't work like that. Not always.
What do you mean, Cornelius?
A few years ago, there was this girl from the wrong side of the tracks. The Upper West Side. We fell in love and I didn't pull out. She was the first and only girl since I didn't pull out for. After that, everything just snowballed into the worst possible thing for a person from my background can ever experience. I knocked her up. Fortunately, Dad performed the abortion and I went back to living my life.
What happened to the girl?
I never saw her again. But I hope wherever she is, her guy is pulling out and not falling in love. Because love leads to pregnancy.
I only wish they had a pill that would prevent a girl from getting knocked up.
Maybe the first female president will introduce funding to get a pill like that on the market.
The first what? Did you say female president?
Never mind, it's a reference from earlier.
Okay. So, I hope you two learned your lesson, Cornelia. You can't go all the way until you're married, and Robert, you can go all the way all the time. Just not with my sister.
Thank you for your advice, Cornelius, but I'm going to wait until my wedding night.
Why would you wait, Robert? You have the whole world at your fingertips.
It's the responsible thing to do.
What about Marcia?
Who?
You don't remember Marcia?
Marcia.
Marcia? The girl I went steady with? My first girlfriend? You two dated.
Oh, right, Marcia. Marcia, Marcia. We had some very good times.
I'm thrilled for you, but Cornelia, unfortunately, as you can tell from your brother's remarks, she only wants to be with someone who believes and engages in premarital sex.
Maybe you're not as jagged as a Jap island after all, Robert.
I've actually been meaning to correct you on that, but now we just call them Japanese.
What about Nip?
Nope.
You see this, Cornelia? How great Robert is?
He's as square as Kansas. Let's go, Cornelius, I'm bored.
Why don't you wait outside? I'll be there in a moment.
Goodbye, Cornelia.
It's been a real gas, Robert. See you around the bend.
Thank you for not having sex with her. I know this whole premarital sex charade is just to get girls' stink boxes all steamy, which is quite unappetizing with all the stink.
It's not a charade, Cornelius.
Really, Robert, because after Marcia, 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 I thought you realized what a terrible mistake you've made and had moved on to the next gal.
No, Cornelius.
It's too bad. Because if there's something I discovered here at college, it's that no one knows who they are, they're trying to become someone new, and everyone loves sodomy.
That's very insightful, Cornelius.
Thank you. I better go. I'm sure my sister is freezing out there.
I'll see you soon.
Robert.
Yes, Cornelius?
If you didn't put on this non-charade, who would you have chosen? Me or Cornelia?
If I didn't put on the non-charade, and I had to choose between Cornelius or Cornelia, well, I think that answer's obvious.
Yes, it is. Very obvious. See you, friend.
Jesus, Mary, Mother of Joseph, I am so horny!
The Bachelor's Paradise, The Bachelor's Paradise, Bachelor's Paradise, come on!
Written, directed, and produced by Ivan Aysen. Guest starring Matthew Letty as Cornelia Crane. And narrated by me, George Letty.
Tonight's episode was sponsored by the Japanese Tourism Board. And remember, folks, Godzilla is only a movie. This has been a Letty Set Go production.